It's the TD Fantasy. The TD Fantasy Podcast. TD Fantasy Podcast. With your host, Paige DeMacos, Jamie Eisner, and Jake Arians.
Welcome into the TD Fantasy Podcast. Paige DeMacos, Jamie Eisner, Jake Arians, and we are back. It's been a while, and we have a lot to talk about. There's been a lot of moves in free agency, and I know there's some big ones that we will get to, but we're going to go team by team. It's the easiest way to do this. Some teams will get a little bit more time because they made a lot more moves, or they had some big splash movements, and we're going to start. We're just going alphabetically, so we're not playing favorites for the Arizona Cardinals.
We hate everybody.
Yeah, we hate all your teams, actually.
We hate you personally. And all of your favorite players suck.
Thank you. And Jamie's back. The Arizona Cardinals.
And we're going to skip through. What's your Instagram?
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle?
Send your hate tweets to @_sportspage.
The Arizona Cardinals had a couple of people leave. Nothing, I would say, quarterback Mike Glennon, Anton Bethea, tight end Jermaine Gresham, linebacker Josh Bynes, Thurston Amberster. Some of these guys I don't even remember. They signed. These are some of the guys that they're
joining. Let's start there before we go there. There's some key losses there.
Okay,
Anton Bethea
is a big loss for that team.
Especially in the locker room.
Yes.
Josh Bynes had turned into a really good player.
Yep.
And the starter, after you have two number one picks, a linebacker there that comes in as a guy we picked up a couple years before when my dad was there. They played really well.
It's also worth mentioning that Dan Buchanan has also been talked about as also
probably gone. So, like, you and Jermaine Gresham on the offensive side, you lose some toughness.
Yeah,
now,
for sure.
You're going to replace him with some guys we'll talk about in a second. But, like, you've lost some of that old guard that I love what Steve Keim is doing. He's making some moves.
So they acquired or trade Marcus Gilbert from Pittsburgh for a 6th-round pick. Tackle adding to their offensive
solid
line.
They had to do it.
They need to protect whoever is going to be playing quarterback for them. And their signings, tight end Charles Clay. I like Charles Clay when he stayed.
It's not great on the position. Look,
it's
not great if you're going to throw, which
yes.
is Cliff's offense they're going to be doing. And you have Ricky Seals-Jones is really more of that hybrid receiver kind of guy. Clay can do that. You lose Gresham, who's a traditional tight end, but you lose that toughness with that.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about this offense being exactly what Texas Tech was in college, which is super finesse.
Which is what I think it's going to be. Like, I think they're building this team to be.
Hopefully, the defense is super hard nosed.
Yes, because right now this looks like a razzle dazzle offense.
Well,
like, that's
I like where they're adding on defense.
So let's talk about, because hard nosed, Terrell Suggs is about as hard nosed as you can possibly get, and you put him on a 1-year deal.
Valley connection, Valley guy.
He's going to be Dwight Freeney from a couple years ago.
For sure,
John Abraham spot player, get some sacks.
Has enough left though. Has proven enough, and he's the hometown guy. Like, I think they're a little extra.
And he's locker room. He's won. He's got rings. Anytime you bring that in, it adds a ton of credibility.
Culture, right?
He's a dog.
Yeah,
you can't have enough dog, especially if your offense is going to be razzle dazzle, softish.
Absolutely. Their big move though here is getting linebacker Jordan Hicks, 4 years, $35 million from the Philadelphia Eagles. It's kind of been the split on Twitter is kind of going back and forth. Hicks hasn't been able to stay healthy throughout his tenure, but when he has been, he's been really, really good. $20 million of guaranteed money, which has kind of been the back and forth. You've seen Eagles people be a little spiteful. I tend to not – it's like watching on Twitter, watching an ex. Like, you can't watch the beat reporters from the team talk trash about the new deal for the new player because they're usually not very happy that player left the team.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a good thing for the Arizona Cardinals.
The hidden thing here that people need to pay attention to is what defense are they going to run?
Yeah.
We're going to go back to a 3-4. We're bringing Vance Joseph in, who only ran a 3-4 because he didn't run the defense in Denver. He's been a 4-3 guy his whole career. Jordan Hicks is not a 3-4 linebacker.
Mm-mm.
He's been a 4-3 guy. He can probably do both. He's pretty versatile when he's healthy, but it tells me that defense is going to look – it's not going to be what it was under James Betcher and Todd Bowles. It's definitely not going to be what it was last year, I hope, but some hybrid version of that because Terrell Suggs is a stand-up guy that doesn't have his hand on the ground. He's not a 4-3 end.
Yeah, I don't know what that defense is going to look like at all right now.
That's
a really intriguing thing to look at even in draft time.
I was going
to
say –
what is that construction?
And Anton Bethea – you got to replace.
Yeah.
You can replace the player probably. Well, he still made a lot of plays, a ton of tackles last year. That locker room dynamic is really changing.
I still think depending on –
especially if you do go that young on offense. If they do draft Kyler Murray.
For sure. I still think there's a lot up in the air here because I still think the first overall pick is – potentially up in the air for a trade if they can move.
Oh, I'll tell you right now, they're listening to anybody who wants to call.
Yeah.
I think they've got what they'd like to do, but.
Yeah, because I think if they move back and can acquire a pretty, you know, sexy additional pick here, they'd have some definite needs, and this is a defensive heavy draft that they could go in and get some of these guys even
thing,
later
kind of
on.
Behind the scenes, you have an offensive head coach.
Yep.
That didn't really hire his staff.
No.
Didn't really know anybody. So you have Vance Joseph and the defensive guys. You're going to have an offensive coach and a bunch of offensive coaches trying to get to know that coach and his system and a young offense. It's going to be interesting to see, and this is all on Cliff, and I'll be really impressed if he can do it because I like him. I don't necessarily like the hire. I don't think he's ready, but I like him, and I like him down the road being that guy. If he can wrap this together as a unit, I'll be really impressed with him. But to me, it's already a fractured locker room and a fractured building of offense.
Oh, 100%.
And it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out because the defense could be decent.
Yeah. No, the defense.
The offense could be terrible with some splashes because they're going to be so young and they still don't have any pieces on the outside.
Yeah.
But I like what Steve Keim is doing. He's making moves.
Yeah.
They have enough money to be dangerous. And in this free agency thing the last couple of years, man, you got to have a ton of money to make moves or you're just sitting in the water waiting for the next group of guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's pretty much what we're looking at now with Cardinals. Like, I don't have a good feel for them on either side of the ball right now.
No, there's too much up in the air right now to
you
really assess
them.
You got to
blow it up and rebuild it.
Yes. Yeah.
This isn't like, let's throw a team out there that can go 10-6, 8-8. They don't have the pieces.
No, you're competing in the division with the Rams, obviously, who are only going to continue to get better, probably at least stay at the level they are. Russell Wilson's not going anywhere in that division.
You beat the Niners twice last year, but nobody was more beat up than them.
And Jimmy Garoppolo's back. Coming back. So you're
looking, like some of the moves they've made. They've got cap space.
So exactly. Yeah, so this division could be pretty interesting going forward, and there's a lot up in the air with this team. The Atlanta Falcons, we will take maybe 10 seconds because they haven't done anything other than franchise tag Grady Jarrett.
Yeah, they're going to lose Tevin Coleman, which is kind of expected. They're fine. They have enough backs there with Ito Smith and Devontae Freeman. They'll figure that out. There's really not a lot.
The big news there is what's Julio going to do this summer with Deshaun Jackson demanding a trade and AB doing all his stuff.
Yeah.
And some of these guys having more leverage than I've ever seen players having. Be really interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is still the second or third highest paid player in the league.
Yep. That's part of it. You look at these quarterback deals and then you look at how much money they're getting paid.
When you get a superstar like Julio, you can't afford them both.
No.
Unless you want your defense to be really bad.
Yeah, and don't forget last year's offseason where Julio Jones blocked the Atlanta Falcons on social media and deleted all of his stuff with the Atlanta.
I think it'll be a very interesting summer there, but right now there's not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about. On the flip side, the Baltimore Ravens have made quite a few moves. A lot of people departing from this team. Michael Crabtree, Alex Collins, Eric Weddle, Terrell Suggs, CJ Mosley, Za'Darius Smith, John Brown, Joe Flacco. A lot of those names, that's a lot, especially the defensive side of the ball. And I know Joe Flacco is everybody's quarterback that they like to hate on, but he has been a big part of this organization
for a long
time.
Joe Flacco is married, but he wears two rings.
Yeah. Like, he's, like, I know you want to take it away from
him. He's been there a long time.
Exactly.
With that list you just told me, replaceable, replaceable, replaceable on the field. Eric Weddle in the locker room, Suggs in the locker room, Flacco in the locker room, not replaceable. CJ Mosley not replaceable. Period.
Yeah.
Like, that's a monster loss, which they paid a ton of money. I mean, these numbers are crazy. You got to let guys go.
For sure.
If that's going to be the case, or you're just – and the Ravens are the Ravens for a reason. Have you ever seen the Ravens go 4-12? No, because they're really good at this stuff with the cap. But, like, that locker room, that dynamic of this whole thing, vastly different.
This is the most influx we've seen the Ravens since the year they drafted Flacco.
Yes.
In terms of, like, the – I think they're a playoff team, but just in terms of their entire team is different now. You're walking in with Lamar Jackson as your new quarterback.
I think Lamar Jackson, who I like, and we talked about this, takes a step back. So I go back to what I always say with defensive coordinators in an offseason. You're going to have to be really creative.
Yep.
Now, one of the teams being rumored for Le'Veon Bell is Baltimore, which would be crazy in that division if he goes from Pittsburgh to Baltimore. Yeah. But that could be really creative offense. But you just lost both receivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they –
You don't have, like
– They don't have anybody else.
Your number one's what, Willie Snead?
Yeah.
You got two nice young tight ends you drafted last year, Andrews and Hurst.
Yeah, they signed they signed another tight end, which was the ongoing joke on Twitter.
Tight ends
like,
got way overpaid this offseason.
Yeah, they signed Nick Boyle.
They
signed Nick Boyle. They get cornerback Brandon Carr, a team option. They just re-signed the guy. For them, I mean, this is – this team is going to look a lot different. And if Le'Veon Bell signs there – That
you
would
lost
be
your longest tenured superstar on defense.
Yep.
Your signal caller, your back end signal caller, and Eric Weddle, and three locker room guys.
It's gonna be different.
Yeah.
It's gonna be different. Now, if there's anybody I trust to kind of weather the storm to figure this out, it's John Harbaugh.
Absolutely.
Without
Ozzie Newsome too. Like, let's talk about the whole transition as organization here. Yeah. Ozzie's now gone.
Yeah. Big transition year for this franchise. And as we spoke about last year when John Harbaugh was rumored to be gone, I can't even imagine what this offseason would look like had they fired John
Harbaugh.
They're
still gonna play really good defense with all those guys gone. Yep. They're gonna play really good special teams. That's Harbaugh's background.
Yep.
And they're probably going to play conservative on offense, run it, and stay in a bunch of games.
Yep. Absolutely.
The best kicker
and they'll
in football.
Be able to compete in that division.
To me, says 8-8, 10-6, and they'll be competitive.
They need some help on the outside desperately.
Yes, they do.
They don't have any playmakers on that team.
Yep.
Right now, they have zero playmakers on that team.
A couple of really good wide receivers in this draft, so let's see what they do in the first
round
of this draft.
A bunch of really
draft.
Good third and fourth round receivers.
Yes.
They could end up being really good players.
Yeah. Absolutely. The Buffalo Bills, we've already talked
Turn
about
them around. Oh.
Yeah, that was a fun period of time where we thought that Antonio Brown was going to
be. Where'd he push ups in the pool with Bills hats on when he thought that
was
coming? Fake news.
It was honestly 15 minutes of joy because I loved the thought of Pittsburgh hunting him to Buffalo.
As a guy that played in the wasteland of Buffalo once upon a time, I would not want to be a receiver there, especially with the current state of things.
Yes. So we'll talk about what actually happened.
Drama would have been awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic drama. Charles Clay gone. Mm-hmm. We already talked about him. Re-signing here, Jordan Phillips, Lorenzo Alexander, Jeremiah Searles, Reed Ferguson.
The rest of them don't even matter to talk about.
Love you,
Lorenzo Alexander is like, if you don't know him, one of the best men in football.
Yes.
I still can't be happy. One, he's still playing.
Yeah.
They couldn't pass it physical like 3 years ago. He's been in two Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
But so happy for Zoe and his family, man. He is awesome.
Yeah, he's
happy
a stud.
He's still doing it.
He's a stud. They sign center Spencer Long. They sign Frank Gore, who, God bless you, man, that you are still making money. I called you freezer burn ice cream two seasons ago, and you are still.
He was still solid last year.
Yes.
He made plays.
He
was
God,
the best back in Miami for the first
for two, over 2 million.
Bless you. 1 year,
solid,
$2 million.
Solid, he gets you through.
Yep. Tight end Tyler Croft, center Mitch Morse, and they add wide receiver John Brown.
Croft got overpaid, but every tight end in this market got overpaid.
This is a whole lot of.
Everybody that's agreed to a deal so far has been overpaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think tight ends are like as an entire position of
a whole position.
These guys that are not even the 25 best at their position are getting big money.
Any real thoughts here? You guys want to move on?
They're like the Cardinals almost. They're making moves for what they can. They're not the cap space. Nothing sexy.
Yeah,
I guess,
solid.
I guess the one thing is I'm happy that John Brown has kind of revitalized his career last year a little bit.
I agree.
Pre Lamar Jackson.
I'm worried about John's health. He looks healthy for the first half of the season and not the second half. It looks like they've got the stuff under control about actually being able to play, but he's still in practice on Wednesdays. I'm happy for him. He's a great kid, but he needs to put a season together where he's playing well in week 13, 14, 15, not just weeks 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, 3 years, $27 million for JB. So
I'm happy for that.
God bless you, dude.
Awesome.
Good guy. Another good guy.
Yes,
just always smoke, called me. Always kid. Called me Miss Page. Just the sweetest guy. Carolina Panthers. Two departures here. Devin Funchess and linebacker Thomas Davis. They re-signed Jared Norris.
Is Olsen going to the booth, or has that been determined yet? I feel like that's gone back and forth.
It hasn't been officially determined.
He's actually really good on TV.
Yeah,
Torrey
That'd
Smith,
be a big loss.
Brian Cox, Colin Jones. Again, nothing.
Funchess is fine, other than him and Cam seem to have some chemistry, but you know where they're going with their offense.
Yeah.
Thomas Davis is a locker room guy that you need to really pay attention to here, because there's only a couple guys left that can get in Cam's face.
Yeah.
And squash some of his craziness, and that was Thomas Davis. That's a bigger loss in the locker room in the community than it is on the field.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal.
Yeah.
That one makes me happy to be in the division now.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's
they're getting old, and that's,
I
don't even know how healthy Cam's going to be.
Yeah,
like
you
the
don't
reality
know.
That Cam can miss part or the whole season is still very much out there.
Very, very, very much out there. It's been talked about. Every time you hear Ron Rivera talk about it, he is the avoidance issue. Like, does not want to deal with it because it's one of those things. It's very much up in the air.
Yeah, because if you miss 8 weeks, your season's over. You're done.
Oh, 100%. And Ron Rivera was
for our show. Christian McCaffrey drops
really
far in the draft.
Yeah.
If that's the case, because he's not putting the same amount of numbers that he did last year. If Cam's not in it.
100%. All right, the Chicago Bears lose Deion Sims, Sam Acho, Josh Bellamy, and Adrian Amos. They re-sign Ben Broniker. They sign running back Mike Davis and cornerback Buster Skrine. They didn't have a shrug on that. Yeah, it's
They lost the back end, but they still got
You like Bellamy on special teams, but like whatever.
I like my
Davis signing actually. Because it looks like they're going to lose Jordan Howard. So having another guy that can be the plugger when they need to, going we talked about last year where they finally did in mid-November, December, is run the ball.
Yeah, it's been one of the things that's been talked about since Matt Nagy got there is that Jordan Howard doesn't really fit the offense that he runs. And as all of us sat here as fantasy owners last year and sat and looked at it and said, run the damn ball. And as a friend of Jordan Howard, I want him to have success, whether that's with the Chicago Bears.
Brother. Go get paid, dude.
Or if it's somewhere else, obviously I'd love to see him in a Chicago Bears uniform.
He's
going to
be a great piece for somebody.
Yeah, he's a stud. He works really hard. He never bitched about not getting the football. He never bitched about Tariq Cohen being the guy who came in and got a ton of the touches. He's a teammate. He works hard. That in today's climate, with everything else you got going on, and everybody else is a superstar and acting like a pain
if
in the ass.
If Sheldon didn't finish the way he did, he's a perfect Patriot.
Yeah. Oh, yes. 100%.
Yes, but they have enough backs there now.
Yeah. No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but 100%. He has that mold. He gets it.
CJ Anderson's gone. He's a great Ram.
Yeah.
With Todd Gurley's health in there. I mean, that's
– yeah.
They can't afford him, but, you know, those that's kind of place he's –
He's still on one more year of his rookie deal, so it'll be interesting to see if the Bears keep him this year. I think they were trying to figure out,
the Colts don't pick up one of these guys. I could see something happen there.
Between now and the Bears trying to acquire potentially a draft pick heading into this draft. All right, the Cincinnati Bengals, Tyler Kroft leaves, departure, we talked about that. Tight end CJ Azuma. They add another guy. I feel like you are right. I'm looking at every tight end deal, and I'm looking at backup tight ends or tight ends that might play a decent role, and they're just all getting over. I mean, get your money, but
don't mistake this show for anybody who knows they're not paid. But
always get your money
from a team point of view. Yeah. Ooh, God, but you got to pay these guys.
They re-sign safety Brandon Wilson, and they sign tackle Bobby Hart.
To a stupid contract.
3 years, $21 million.
For Bobby Hart.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Bengals much.
No, I don't.
Draft Joe Mixon. Draft AJ Green.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
If Andy Dalton.
John Ross on the trade block apparently is interesting.
Yeah. He's got to stay healthy. But he was an interesting guy.
This is not inside knowledge, but it just hit me that he could be on the block and Deshaun Jackson's now gone from the Bucks. That's a dude that would fit that offense really well with a new resurgence.
100%.
Totally not anything outbound. No. Yeah. Like, it just hit me because I got excited and went, oh, wait a minute. That might give something back up that's the fastest dude that's ever run a 40.
The Cleveland Browns lose wide receiver Daniel Williams, linebacker Jamie Collins.
That's a big one.
Big loss.
Tight end
Darren Fells. They trade for Olivier Vernon and Kevin Zeitler. They lose Kevin Zeitler in that trade. Yep. And they sign Kareem Hunt to a one-year, $1 million deal.
With a lot of incentives and a big suspension.
But still. And they sign Sheldon Richardson here to a three-year, $39 million
deal. That's solid.
A lot here going on in Cleveland.
So – let's start with the elephant in the room here, which is the Kareem Hunt side.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pencil in 6 or 8.
I'm going to assume he might get 8 and it might get reduced to 6.
From a purely football perspective.
Yes, taking everything else out of it because that discussion's not happening.
It's a very reasonable risk to take money-wise. You're paying –
It's brilliant.
It's
brilliant.
I'm a little surprised that they would cannibalize a lot of Nick Chubb's time, but you would get a player of that talent level from a purely football perspective at that kind of a deal on a one-year prove-it deal. You take that opportunity.
Nick Chubb's going to put up good numbers again, and then he's really good trade bait moving forward.
And by the way, Duke Johnson's a great trade bait. I think that's where Kareem Hunt can do everything Duke Johnson can do 10 times better.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I think
he's one of very few backs that can be all three downs and MVP candidate. So it's for $1 million, even though you're going
to – From a purely football perspective, to add him to this already exciting offense, right, it adds another layer of excitement for from an offensive perspective. And you assume you get him week seven, all of a sudden you have
this fresh resurgence in a
division where being able to run the football in
everybody
the cold.
Thinks you're the favorite to win the division now.
Yeah.
It's, and having him the second half of the season.
It matters, right? The other big, obviously, the trade here is the Olivier Vernon trade.
He's owed a lot of money, but he's still a good football player.
Yes.
And I think
if he's healthy.
If he's healthy.
He got paid and he kind of shut it down. He didn't fight through a lot of injuries in New York. You didn't really need him. But it's always good to have pass rushers.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the cap space. I wouldn't lose an offensive lineman for their pass rusher when you've got two that are really good.
And then the Sheldon Richardson signing.
That's solid.
Yeah.
That's run-stopping guys that can get after the passer a little bit, the defensive line.
All right, the Dallas Cowboys. So no departures and no trades as of right now. They're re-signing.
They're going to probably lose Cole Beasley.
Yep. Oh, Cole Beasley did happen today.
Oh,
he's
going to the Bills.
Yep.
Well, nobody's signed yet, but
yeah,
he's going to the Bills, apparently.
Projected.
Him a bunch of money, too. There's a bunch of slot guys.
Yeah.
Crazy
Cole Beasley, John Brown.
Projected to the Bills. Not done deal, but pretty much done deal. Re-signing edge DeMarcus Lawrence. They franchise tag him. Darian Thompson. Justin Marsh Lillard.
Sean Lee is apparently restructuring.
Daniel Ross on a one-year deal. And then Jason Witten is coming out of retirement. To get paid $3.5 million, and I think this was ESPN. Well,
according to Michael Irvin, he's losing $5 million a year because he threw out that he was like making $8 on ESPN, which he's not. That'd be crazy. But
no, he was making three.
So, I don't want to
say
thank God he's coming out of the booth because he's a great dude, but
horrible in the booth.
It was bad.
Yeah,
like
and
he was bad.
Michael Irvin, who I love to listen to because he can just be crazy when it comes to the Cowboys, and I hate when he's right, but. Apparently, Jason Witten is the missing Super Bowl piece because they had so many third and fours and fives and sixes last year. He's the guy that would get all those first downs, and that's the only piece they need to win the Super Bowl. I highly disagree with that, but
that's the piece they needed. Like we talked about it. How many times in the show we said, what do the Dallas Cowboys need? They need a pass-catching tight end for Dak.
Yeah.
And so now they have that. There's no question about the rapport the two have.
Yeah, there's no chemistry.
What does he look like coming into the offseason? How many steps has he lost since 2 years ago? I don't know.
I think they need him in the locker room more than anywhere else.
Yeah.
That too.
I would agree with that. You have a young
Sean Lee, who's been surpassed by Van Der Esch
on
that defense at a restructured deal in town, who could spot play and not have to be the guy
sure.
to stay healthy. Those two guys, I mean, the locker room kind of solidifies a little bit. And those guys are behind Dak, which is what it sounds like Jerry wants it to be.
I think if you –
They're saving all their money to re-sign Dak and Zeke.
Yes. Yeah, and they should. I mean, Zeke has earned his money.
Oh, absolutely.
And
Zeke should. I'm still iffy on Dak.
I'm iffy on Dak.
You got to pay quarterbacks? Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
But Zeke's earned his money.
Yeah, Zeke has definitely earned his money. All right, let's talk about the Denver Broncos. They lose Darian Stewart and guard Billy Turner. They trade, obviously, for Joe Flacco and lose Case Keenum to Washington.
And potentially losing Brandon Marshall, too, on that defense.
Yes. They re-sign Casey Kreider, Chris Harris, and Emmanuel Sanders to team options. They add Kareem Jackson and Juwan James, tackle and cornerback there. The big new, the big stuff here is the fact that they bring in Joe Flacco and move on for Case Keenum.
Juwan James is a big signing, too.
Yeah, Juwan James is a big signing.
He'll help them. But
can you get anything from Paxton Lynch, and do they take one in the draft?
I think you cut you.
Yeah.
It's not even losses. Like, he's been brutal. He can't play.
No. I think I'm almost positive. Like, I feel very confident saying this. That Drew Lock is going to be a different problem.
Also, I also remember that I don't think Joe Flacco is an on-the-field upgrade over Case Keenum for this team.
I
don't think it's a downgrade, but I think it's a much closer to a lateral move.
I think Jake and I have been I would like to take credit for us being team Case Keenum before it was cool for the Minnesota Vikings. We're like, listen, Case is a good, he's not a great quarterback. He's not in the league. He's a good quarterback. Okay.
Who was better in the Minnesota offense, Case Keenum or Kirk Cousins?
Case Keenum.
Absolutely.
Thank you. With the same players. Oh, by
60-something million left.
Oh, by the way. Yeah. Jamie and I had this conversation yesterday. We had this conversation. Do we think that Joe Flacco is an upgrade over Case Keenum?
No.
I say no.
No.
Do I think he's a significant downgrade? I say no.
I would say it's a slight downgrade.
I would agree.
Not knowing locker room personality and how they all that stuff, but on the field, slight.
Yeah, but for me, Denver is right now. I think you have have two. We talked about this. We have a couple good. You like the running backs. You like Emmanuel Sanders coming back. You like Cortland Sutton. Let's see what they do in the draft. I think don't draft Drew Lock, but I know they're going to.
The defense will be better.
Yeah. That defense will be better.
I think they're going to run the crap out of it.
Yeah, it's what Vic's going
to
do.
Vic's going to go back to the Bears from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Run the crap out of it. Play action. Emmanuel Sanders can still go. Cortland Sutton can go. They got some pieces. They need a tight end.
Yeah.
But that defense, just in Vic's scheme, is going to be better than it was last year.
100%. It's going to be a good defense. Detroit Lions.
How many ex-Patriots did they sign?
I think that's all they signed.
They lose Glover Quinn, Nicholas Grisby, Bruce Ellington, TJ Lane, Nevin Lawson, linebacker Trevor Bates. No trades, no re-signings. They sign wide receiver Danny Amendola, cornerback Bing. Justin Coleman, edge Trey Flowers, Bing. And tight end Jesse James. 4 years, $25 million for Jesse James. Yowza.
This is the offseason.
Yeah, the offseason to tight end.
No premium tight ends were out there.
Listen,
Jason Witten got the best deal of any tight end.
Yeah, he did. I think. Listen, the Lions to me are bad, and I don't think that
NFC
Trey
Bengals.
I don't think that Trey Flowers makes that defense.
That made a lot of sense. Yeah, that's done a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think that Trey Flowers makes that defense that much better, and their defense was pretty poor last year. Matt Patricia didn't do much. That offense, you're still looking and going, okay, what are you doing there?
Still love Stafford, but Amendola ain't helping a ton.
No.
After they lost Golden Tate, that offense was
–
it was already bad. It was atrocious after Golden Tate left.
You hope you get a full season of Kerryon Johnson, but I just – I don't – the upside for this team is – 7 wins.
It's honestly, it's sad because I
like
it, I feel this is weird because this is in the division that I root for. I feel bad for Stafford because I feel like they've just completely wasted his entire window of being what I think is at least a good enough quarterback to keep you in contention.
Well, he's more than good enough. Stafford's legit.
Detroit is Detroit. This is what they do. They've legitimately never been good.
Stafford's better than Jared Goff. He's playing for the Rams. The Rams are better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
He's better than a lot
much smarter quarterback. I know that.
He's legit. Arm talent wise,
just when the sun goes at night.
It's him and Patrick Mahomes.
All right, moving on to the Green Bay Packers. They lose Antonio Morrison, linebacker. They made some moves. They add edge Za'Darius Smith. They add safety Adrian Amos. They add edge Preston Smith. And they add guard Billy Turner. They usually don't do a lot in free agency. They've done a couple of big things.
This is more than they normally do.
This is more than they normally
That's
do.
A regime change.
But I think they understand that you're looking at year 36 with Aaron Rodgers and your two major injuries. Yeah. And you got a window here.
It's solid. Offensive line solid. Help, defensive help, pass rush help.
Not blown away.
Not blown. Yeah, solid.
It's good. Packers.
That's good.
Right thing. It's solid.
Yeah, I agree. Houston Texans departures: Kevin Johnson, Tyrann Mathieu, Kareem Jackson. They re-sign. They franchise tag Jadeveon Clowney, Angelo Blackson back, Joel Heath, DeAndre Carter. They sign Tayshawn Gibson. Nothing. I mean, listen. I kind of
replace Tyrann with Tayshawn Gibson.
Yep. And I kind of thought that they were going to keep Tyrann there this year, but I think for the amount of money that he got paid to go play in Kansas City, good for you, Ty.
For him. I think the Kansas City Chiefs fans would love him.
Oh, absolutely.
Tayshawn Gibson is still a really solid player, so yep. I don't think you lose a lot on the field there.
No.
But you also lost two of your other corners. Kevin Johnson was kind of what they thought as a bust as a first round pick.
Yeah, but he was still effective. Like, he wasn't the player they thought they were drafting.
Green Jackson's been there for a while.
Yeah.
So you
need help on the outside.
You got to replace some of this stuff.
The Indianapolis Colts, not much here. They re-sign Edge, Marcus Hunt. They sign Devin Funchess, so they give him a 1-year deal.
That's an interesting one. Like, Devin Funchess is a player that, like, if he puts it all together mentally and physically with a quarterback like Andrew Luck, could put
he's
up some numbers.
Solid two.
Yeah.
You got T.Y.
Got T.Y. already.
One.
Yeah.
They got some other pieces.
I was going to say.
Threes and fours and tight ends.
Let's see what else. They got money to spend, and I don't think they're done, obviously,
They're not done. And Chris Ballard's done a nice job. He stays quiet.
Absolutely.
The splash is coming, I think.
Yeah.
But
we'll see. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they lose a lot here. defensive tackle Malik Jackson. They lose Carlos Hyde. They lose Jeremy Parnell. They lose Tayshaun Gibson. They lose Carson Tinker. They lose Kai Forbath. They lose quarterback Blake Bortles.
They basically cut a bunch of dudes to sign Nick Foles.
Yeah. And then
if you think about like that big free agent class that they hauled in, you think of Malik Jackson, Tayshaun Gibson, this is the
they cut $29 million of cap space to sign Nick Foles
to sign,
for $28
million. To sign Nick Foles to a 4-year, $88 million deal. Listen, we talked about Jacksonville being the team to take Nick Foles.
Yes.
I think it made sense from the very beginning. Now, Jamie said it, and I'll say it now. I think they outbid themselves
here.
They're
negotiating against themselves. I don't know who else was going to pay Nick Foles that sort of money. The Eagles weren't even going to stomach the $20 million for 1 year. Not that they have other cap issues. But look, they're a better team with Nick Foles than Blake Bortles per dollar. Probably not, but I guess you're looking at
Nick Foles on the field than Blake Bortles.
Regular season Nick Foles, not much.
I think it's based on the Blake Bortles we saw last year. I think it's a decent upgrade.
Yeah.
Based on careers, it's a maybe a small upgrade.
Jacksonville is number one in the league in drop passes last year.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's that big of a deal, and you're now salary cap dead.
You better hope that Nick Foles is a lot more like playoff Nick Foles than regular season
Nick
Foles.
Why is Nick Foles playoff Nick Foles? He has nothing to lose.
No, I agree.
You can absolutely freewheel wing it, and the dude had magic. You can't take away the Super Bowl. You can't take away last year's playoffs. He was freaking phenomenal.
Sure.
But I go back to the first 3 weeks of Carson Wentz hurt last year.
Yeah.
He sucked.
No, he was terrible. He was terrible. The Eagles
were terrible. A couple years
before
that, he sucked. Go back to 13. He's got the greatest touchdown interception ratio in the history of the league. He's got a high completion percentage. How much of that was him and Peterson and Frank Reich in that offense?
I think for me.
Yeah, and save me that DeFilippo is the offense coordinator down there and all that. He got fired last year for a reason. He threw the crap out of it.
Yeah.
You got Leonard Fournette still. And if on the offensive line's healthy, it's solid. I think what
I can expect here is I think we land somewhere in the middle,
This feels like a recruiting thing to me in college. Nick Foles is a 4-star high school recruit. The fan base is excited. And you had to make a move.
Yeah.
But his dad paid $50,000 to get scout.com or whatever to give him the 4-star. And he's really a 2.5.
Yeah.
He can play like a 4 at times.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
He fit in the locker room?
I think he lands somewhere in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Like I think that's best case scenario for Jacksonville is listen, what we've learned with this team is this team should have won an AFC championship game with an average at best quarterback play from Blake Bortles. So if this team can get average quarterback play from Nick Foles, or even slightly above average.
He just lost 5 starters
to get
slightly better at quarterback.
Which I don't think is – which.
So save me the fact that they're not contenders.
They're not contenders.
Houston's better, Indy's better,
and
Tennessee's about the same.
No, they're not contenders until I see them play football. I'm sorry. I'm not
– This does not put them in a, they're right back in the AFC Championship category to me at all. I saw a bunch of that yesterday. Come at me with that one. No chance.
No, thank you. Especially when you're talking about teams like the Kansas City Chiefs that we're going to talk about next. They lose edge Justin Houston and center Mitch Morse. They re-sign or franchise tag D Ford, which we kind of thought was going to happen. They add backup quarterback EJ Manuel. They add wide receiver Sammy Coates. They add defensive back Dante Johnson. They add running back Carlos Hyde. And they add Honey Badger to the safety spot there. Listen, this team didn't have to do a lot. They know they have Patrick Mahomes. They know what their future looks like. And they have this time and this window that we talk about, right, where Mahomes is not on a ridiculous deal, where they have some opportunities to plug and play some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. If Eric Berry's playing with Tyrann Mathieu, you have one of the coolest – I don't know about the best anymore, but one of the coolest safety situations.
Oh, you got Swaggy. You got Swag in your
back.
Yes.
And they don't have to be that great on defense.
No.
Losing the center hurts.
Yes.
Yes.
Adding Carlos Hyde is another piece with Damian Williams. They're going to get by, but they're not as good as they were with Kareem Hunt.
No.
Sammy Coates is interesting. I mean, you're talking about a big, freakish, super fast guy.
Especially at this deal, 1 year, not even an 805K.
Yeah, like he's not going to start or catch a lot of balls, but he's going to catch a couple of touchdowns when somebody's hurt.
Yeah.
And he's going to play really good on special teams.
And it lowers the fact that when they threw him the pen, he dropped it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. The L.A. Chargers departure.
Sammy Coates does a lot of things very well up until the ball touches his hands.
Yes. Departure. Jaleel Adé. They add or re-sign linebacker Denzel Perryman. And they add linebacker Thomas Davis to that already pretty stout defense. So that team
brings leadership.
Yeah, yep. On a veteran team. But, I mean, that's
– on that side of the football could probably use a little bit of that,
they're
right?
They're going to lose Terrell Williams.
I think this team –
which is fine.
Yeah, I, he's a guy.
This
he's
team
going to get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's a guy.
He's a guy.
Yeah, this team was – this team had all the pieces, the right making, and then forgot who they were and got scared of playing the New England
they
Patriots.
Got outcoached.
Yeah.
No, they got
destroyed.
A really good – don't get me wrong. That staff did a great job. I like Ken Wiz on their offense, Chris Bradley on defense.
They did
and
good all year.
Did a phenomenal job. They got outcoached in the playoff game, and they had to go west to east, and they were up against it and all that. But everybody else got outcoached in the playoffs by the Patriots, too. They did something completely different than they did all year, and they had no answer for it.
Yep.
They're going to be really good again.
Yes.
I think they're going to be – they're right there with the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs are better. I think the Chiefs are worse than they were weeks 1 through 13 this year without Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Some other pieces. And those are going to be really solid games.
If I had to pick today –
the Chargers can still score.
I had to pick today, Chargers would be my AFC favorite.
Yeah.
They're definitely right.
Because
here.
If I look at the teams, the way things went out, I will take my – the Chiefs have lost pieces from the beginning of the season. Get a full season of Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe, but at least get him before you guys before. I don't know. I think those two teams are very close.
Yeah.
I would go with the Chargers here.
Okay.
The Chargers have to.
You're getting Hayward back on that defense, too. And then.
Chargers have to play home playoff games in the second and third round.
Yes.
That is what the difference will be. If they can get their Super Bowl, that's going to be it.
It's going to be a huge difference.
Because they're traveling to New England.
But they can score. They can throw it. They can run it.
Yeah, they can.
They can rush the passer. They're okay at stopping the run. Derwin James is going to be nothing but better.
Listen, they were real close to being that number one seed, right? They were real close. And I think the difference between the game that we saw between the Chiefs and the Patriots that was as close as could possibly be and the Chargers and the Patriots playing each other in – Los Angeles, which it's not an intimidating environment.
No, but it's not going on the road.
It's not going on the road, and it's not going to Foxborough.
It's eliminating the disadvantage.
Yes, correct. The LA Rams, they lose linebacker Mark Barron. They lose center John Sullivan. They lose LaMarcus Joyner. They trade they re-sign Dante Fowler on a one-year $14 million deal. They sign safety Eric Weddle to a two-year $10.5 million deal.
I like it.
That's a good Eric Weddle's a hell of a
you
player.
You had to replace LaMarcus
Joyner.
Yeah.
I think he's better than LaMarcus Joyner. He's kind of a box guy that's small, ranges around a little bit, but that's fine.
Yeah.
They're also going to lose Sue. I think they're going to have to trade some pieces because their salary cap is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even with Goff on the rookie deal, they know they got to make some space for him in the future. They're going to lose some more pieces. That one's going to be interesting because they've kind of been under the radar a little bit with some of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And losing Sullivan's big, too. He's not even losing your starting center that's been almost every game for 2 years.
Yep.
With Goff,
This is a team I have a lot of – it's a good team, but I have a lot of questions about them.
I agree.
That defense did not play to their talent level last year. Will they play to their talent level this year?
I don't know.
Who's the real Jared Goff? Is it the guy we saw post-Cooper Cup or is it the guy we saw pre-Cooper Cup? When does Cooper Cup come back? Is he ready for week one or is he week four, five, six? To Jake's point that he's going to probably come back with, when is Cooper Cup actually Cooper Cup? And is that 2021? Or is that 2020?
Yeah. No, these are all valid questions.
Still
I think,
like McVay, still like Wade Phillips, still like John Fox.
They're winning that division. But it's a question of are they good enough to win the Super Bowl?
They take a step back to 11-5 to win the division, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see 13-3, 14-2 from them.
And what the hell with Todd Gurley?
Yeah,
Gurley's health
is a huge factor in this. Huge factor.
You know, the other thing people don't talk about, that offensive line stayed really healthy for 2 years in this run. If they have a couple, like they get Cardinals injuries on the offensive line.
Yeah.
You saw Jared Goff with pressure.
Yeah.
Not the same dude.
Not pretty.
And we'll see what they do to back up Gurley. You know, I mean, are they confident with Malcolm Brown and John Kelly? Do they go out and get somebody to draft? Do they sign somebody?
Yeah, I think they keep that. They draft a guy in the fourth or the fifth. Another, you know, solid guy. There's a bunch of really good backs that will drop some in this.
All right, Miami Dolphins, they lose guard Ted Larson. They lose D-tackle Andre Branch. They lose Danny Amendola. They lose Juwan James. They add or re-sign Devontae Parker to a two-year deal. They sign edge Tank Carradine. They add Jamal Wiltz. And they add tight end Dwayne Allen to a one-year deal.
They're not trying to win in 2019.
No.
So that's not a team we're going to spend much time on.
No.
Losing Juwan James hurts, but again, they're not trying to win right now anyway.
Parker
surprised me because I know there's a new regime there, and I guess this is maybe you can make it work with this coach, but it clearly did not work with Adam Gase.
No. And you don't have an offensive-minded coach as your head coach now. So it's interesting. I don't like that.
They feel a lot like the Lions.
Yeah.
Here, like – you still got quarterback decisions you got to make. Yeah. I just.
Nothing. There's a lot of. Minnesota Vikings. They lose Andrew Sendeu. They lose lineman Mike Remmers. It says on here they lose Anthony Barr, but I thought that he
signed with Jets.
You know, he did.
And then he unsigned.
And then he unsigned.
Yes. He committed to the Jets and then Frank Gore eagled him.
Yes. And I thought he re-signed again with the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to have to recheck on that.
He could have re-signed with the Vikings.
Yes.
He can't have signed with the Jets yet, but he was reported to have signed a big deal with them.
5 years, $67.5 million with Minnesota.
Yes. So he's staying in Minnesota.
Where did they come up with that money?
They lose Sheldon Richardson. They lose Latavius Murray. They re-sign Matt Wiley. They re-sign C.J. Ham, and they re-sign Shamar Stephen. Listen, this team, I'm not sure what the hell we're going to get from Kirk Cousins this year. Like, this is a real – like, there's a lot of pressure on this team and this coaching staff this year because last year was a huge disappointment. Huge disappointment.
They stay healthy. They got the pieces with Barr. With Barr back, to me, it's big. Zendaya's been a really good piece Zendaya, of the defense for a while, but you can replace that. Barr back is huge. Offense should still be really good. But I'm not a big fan of what DeFilippo did last year. I think a lot of this was play call. They threw it. Through the first 10 weeks, they were throwing it 12% more than any team in the league. Part of that was
– better figure out what that offense is going to look like with Kirk Cousins.
He should be back at the 100%.
Yeah.
This year, Latavius Murray's a dude you can replace.
Yeah.
They should be solid. They should be 10-6 with a chance to go 12-4.
Should be.
They underachieved last year. The biggest, I guess, silver lining for the Vikings is that they have room to improve without doing anything. If they walked in with the exact same team next year, they should have had
it. Right. And I like Mike Zimmer. They have the leader to be able to right this ship and get this done. But Kirk Cousins has to play big in big games.
Yeah. No, he has to.
If he's a winning record. Yeah. Every now and again would be cool, too.
Yeah, also that. The New England Patriots, they lose Dwayne Allen, they lose Darren Andrews, they lose Trenton Brown, they lose Trey Flowers, and they add defensive lineman Michael Bennett. Do we spend much time on New England? Because I feel like this is just a New England special. Like, they move on from Trey Flowers. They lost a lot.
They didn't overpay anybody.
Yep.
Michael Bennett, he's done. But if his brother comes out and plays with him, who cares?
Who cares?
Unless they lose Gronk.
Yes.
They lose Gronk. He does retire.
I still don't know how they won the Super Bowl
other than Bill Belichick. Yeah. I now have even more respect for
that. That was a masterful coaching job.
Losing Brian Flores doesn't matter.
No.
Like,
nothing on defense matters if Belichick's there. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
like, I agree with you. I hate to say because it doesn't even sound like there's an
actual reach. It's dismissive, I know.
But dude, you're right.
Yeah.
What they did in the playoffs was ridiculous.
And also, their division.
Trey Flowers was a damn good player.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so was Alan Branch and all these other guys.
Taylor Jones and all the guys that they moved on from. This is what they do.
If they lose Gronk, they're going to almost have to take one of these Iowa guys.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
They ain't Gronk.
Yeah. No, nobody's Gronk.
Nobody's Gronk, but Gronk's not Gronk anymore either.
No, they got to add some pieces in this draft.
Yeah. We'll see what they do.
For the future and for now.
Yeah,
but they'll be fine. At this point, I got to say they'll be fine.
I have too many years
until Belichick.
I got them penciled in at 11. Yeah, right now without doing anything else.
And also, that division still sucks. Yes. So they still play in the worst division in football, and they can chalk up 6 wins very easily playing just the bad teams that play in their division.
They go 5-1 and lose in Miami like they do every year.
Yes, for whatever reason. The New Orleans Saints lose safety Kirk Coleman, add Chris Banjo.
And they're going to lose Mark Ingram.
Yep, and Craig Robertson. They sign Latavius Murray, which was kind of the writing on the wall for Mark Ingram being gone. But we know it's the Alvin Kamara show there. I do think they'll miss Mark Ingram because I don't think Latavius Murray is as good. Like, from a fantasy perspective, I don't think you can plug Latavius Murray for Mark Ingram.
No, I think Kamara gets more touches.
But they did use the time where Kamara was maybe struggling early in games. They would go to Mark Ingram, but they don't have that now.
They don't have the option to be that pound it, play really good defense like they did at times last year. I think they got to air it out a little bit.
Uh-huh. Which they can do.
Yeah, they can.
Maybe
Trey Clark
Smith will show up for more than 2 games this year.
The New York Giants, they lose safety Landon Collins, which was kind of one of the more controversial topics throughout the offseason. Odell Beckham Jr. is still a New York Giant as of this moment. They add guard Kevin Zeitler and lose edge Olivier Vernon.
That was a good trade for them.
Good. I agree. And they pick up, they re-sign Spencer Pulley, John Halipo, and Aldrich Rosas. So some a guard, yeah. A kicker, and a center.
Yeah, Rosas kicker was, went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Rosas was low-key really good last year.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign.
And
there.
You know what his deal is? $645K.
Yeah.
1 year. So
look,
pretty good deal.
I like Landon Collins. Not as much as the Redskins like Landon Collins, but I like Landon Collins. That'll be a loss for the Giants.
It's a big loss for the Giants. They did a ton. But knowing the defense coordinator like I do, he loved the kid. He did a lot for them, but he's a box guy. I mean, he's not.
Good Lord, did he get paid?
$14 million a year.
Good Lord, did he get paid?
Gettleman's not soft.
Yeah.
He's going to pay you what he's going to pay you.
Gettleman's really good at his job.
And that, and if that means you leave, that means you leave. And that's kind of how he's operated things. I mean, look, I mean, without Vernon being gone, all that stuff, look, getting out of that contract was
big.
Big.
Yeah.
They saved a bunch of money there. They could still make a splash here, and they need to make it on offense or defense line.
Yeah.
The Jets, they
need to make sure their pieces around Eli Manning for 2023.
Yikes. Yikes. The New York Jets lose cornerback Buster Skrine. They trade for Osemele. They re-sign.
That's a good – that was – I don't know why the Raiders trade.
When we get to the Raiders, that's like – yeah, they've done some stuff, but, like, you lost one of the best guards in football.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Re-sign wide receiver Robbie Anderson. They sign Jamison Crowder, Josh Bellamy, Anthony Barr, and C.J. Mosley.
Not Barr.
They lost Barr.
They lost
– that was reported.
Oh, yeah.
And they had Barr.
The fake. I'm reading off this list, and they
– C.J. Mosley, huge. Overpaid.
Yes. Yeah, 5 years, 85, but
– look, having a three-down running back – and a three-down linebacker to combat that.
They have a lot of
those
money.
Those dudes
though,
are
so
rare, and they're getting paid. And yeah, you had to.
They're also the other. They're also the front runner in the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes. So
they gotta add another receiver if they get Le'Veon Bell. Yes. They can't go in like this.
No,
they added Crowder and Bellamy, solid, but.
Yep. Not nobody's
Bellamy's
a one.
Specialty. I mean, Crowder and Robbie Anderson are fine at 2 and 3.
Yeah,
like,
you don't have a one. You don't have a top wide receiver.
Le'Veon Bell and AB.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you change your fortune.
For sure. 100%. Now
and you have to pay Darnold for a while, so you could.
Yes.
They're gonna make some more splashes.
They have time.
Okay, we talked about the trade with the New York Jets. Obviously, losing the guard from Oakland, and they add Antonio Brown. This was the biggest splash of the entire season because we've been talking about this since week 17. Felt like it was halfway through last season we were talking about this already because Antonio Brown was having issues midway through the season with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, let's go all the way back to Khalil Mack.
Yes.
Still can't argue that one. They didn't have the money to pay him. All the stuff's come out now, whatever, but they got killed. You can't lose Khalil Mack in that deal. But the Amari Cooper deal, getting a one for Amari Cooper. And replacing Amari Cooper with Antonio Brown for 3 and 5.
Yeah, for picks 66
regardless
and 142.
Regardless of the stuff you're going to have to deal with, and there's going to be a lot. Because him and Gruden are going to butt heads. Him and Carr are going to butt heads. But his production is his production. That's a massive upgrade.
Yeah. Yes.
They got all these other picks. They're going to move Colton Miller to right tackle. They signed Trent.
They signed Trent Brown. They signed LaMarcus Joyner.
To the biggest offensive line contract ever.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either, but.
But he's a solid left tackle. You can move your first-round pick from last year to right tackle. Really struggled with left tackle. But you lost your interior. And Kelechi Osemele, they had the two best guards in football 2 or 3 years ago. Now they're gone. Now they're more solid on the outside, but you're weak on the inside. Got to add a running game. Got to add another receiver. What do you do with Jared Cook? Your defense still sucks. You have no pass rushers. But they still got some money to do some other stuff. I like some of these moves.
Yeah.
The reality is what we said.
But
all
you like to, when you make moves, people get excited.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to break them down.
Yeah. The reality is we've talked about this before. The legacy of the John Gruden Raiders will be based on the next 2 to 3 years worth of first and second round picks.
Yes.
All these picks they've got, this will determine whether or not this works or not.
Yeah.
Because if they just kill the draft the next couple of years, they will be a perennial contender. They have the picks to be that.
Yeah.
If they're just continue to be better than top 18.
If they're just average or they're bad, it's not going to work, and it's going to all be on drawing board.
Yeah, 100%.
The good news for them is they need a lot of defensive help, and this defensive draft is ridiculously good.
Yes, this is a very good time to need defense. There's a lot of good players. The Philadelphia Eagles lose Eli Buka, they lose Chris Maragos, they lose Steven Wisniewski, they lose Jordan Hicks, they lose Michael Bennett, they add DeSean Jackson. They re-signed Brandon Graham and Jason Peters, and they add Malik Jackson to a 3-year, $30 million deal. Obviously, they also lose Nick Foles.
They lost. They had no cap space. So for them to add Malik Jackson to that defense, Michael Bennett doesn't matter, and add DeSean Jackson back to that offense with a fresh state of mind, happy to be back in Philly.
It's probably going to lose Nelson Agholor.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's an upgrade, though. Yeah. I think DeSean Jackson, even getting older, is better than Agholor now. And I like him in that offense. I like what they did. They didn't really have any cap space at all to deal with, and they still made some moves.
Yeah.
So, like, good on you.
And listen,
losing Nick Foles was no big deal.
Losing Nick Foles, like, I'm sorry, but, like, anybody that was tweeting about keeping him over Carson Wentz long-term,
you're out of your
full stop on you watching football in general. The Pittsburgh Steelers departure. Jesse James leaving the team. Trade, obviously, Antonio Brown, tackle, Marcus Gilbert. They re-sign Pouncey and Foster. They also are going to lose Le'Veon Bell. Let's just say
they lost Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, they lost Le'Veon Bell a year ago. So listen, this team is going to look much different. You're not going to see Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown in Pittsburgh Steelers uniforms. You're not going to have the killer bees, right? There's no longer any of that. And this team is going to look much different.
It's going to be a top 8 offense and a bad defense. Yep. They have to add defense players. They need a corner. This draft has to be good for them. They move some stuff around, and they're the Steelers. They paid 2 offensive linemen. They need to pay to keep.
Yep.
Keep Ben upright, and you got a chance.
Yes, yep.
Without all the drama, if Tomlin can tighten things up a little bit, they're still right there. To me, they're still the favorites in that division.
Yeah, they'll probably
it ain't the Browns yet. You got to prove it to me.
They'll probably find another good wide receiver because they draft good wide receivers, right?
They have Washington. They have Washington and Juju. They got Switzer. They got some pieces.
Yep. Yeah.
Juju's got to be a one.
Yes. Yep.
AB had those years being the one with coverage.
Yep.
I think he's bigger, he's different. They'll do a lot of different stuff. If they have another piece that can become Juju,
they'll be fine.
They'll be top 10 offense, but they got a defense help, and they got to figure out a defensive identity. Is it Keith Butler calling the defense? Is Mike Tomlin calling the defense? Are you Tampa 2, or are you still Dick LeBeau's 3-4? Like, what are you in Pittsburgh? They got to figure out their identity, but they'll be fine.
The Niners, they lose Pierre Garçon. They franchise tag Robbie Gould.
That was smart.
Yeah, Robbie Gould was arguably, I mean.
Yeah. Was,
aside from the top like couple names, he was the best kicker in football.
100%. Watson, Williams, Marsh, a bunch of re-signings. And then their big signing here is they add linebacker Quan Alexander from Tampa Bay to a 4-year, $54 million deal.
Coming off an ACL.
It's a lot of money.
A guy that's always hurt. Yeah, he can fly around. He makes a ton of tackles. Makes a lot of plays. He's never healthy, and he's coming off an ACL. And that's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of money.
To a team that just struggled with all these injuries.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you had to replace Foster, but.
Yeah, a lot of injury.
That one, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what that team looks like. Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared McKinnon coming back from injury.
A lot of rumors, too, about what they actually think about Garoppolo.
We've talked about this before. I don't think Garoppolo is as good as people think he is.
No.
We just haven't seen that he isn't.
Listen.
Like, there's a lot of rumors, like, of what they actually think now that they've had him with all that money. They're stuck with him.
He's not going anywhere, but there's very few people that leave New England and get better. That's all I'm going to say.
That's point taken.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They lose Vinnie Curry, Quan Alexander, and Adam Humphries. They lose DeSean Jackson in the trade with Philadelphia. They get a 2020 seventh round pick and a 2019 sixth round pick. They re-sign Donovan Smith, Devontae Bond, and tackle DeMar Dotson, team option. Listen, I knew when I looked at their cap that there were some of these guys had to go, right? You can't keep everybody.
Right now they got worse.
Yes.
You lost Humphries and DeSean Jackson.
I agree.
Knowing what I know about the offensive staff and history in the draft, there's going to be a rookie receiver that's going to go in the third or fourth round that's going to be really freaking happy that they went there.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of offense.
That staff, just the fingers go everywhere.
Yeah, you'll
picking
be fine.
Up a guy here and there, placing – you know they're going to go defense heavy. They got to fix the defense in the draft.
And they're going to get a hell of a player at the 5th overall pick.
Right, whether it's Quinnen Williams.
Or Devin White or
Sweat
whoever.
From Mississippi State. How about that freak at the combine?
Oh my God. There are game changers in this draft from the defensive side.
And with some of the stuff shaking up in free agency, that 5th pick, you might be able to drop down to 8, pick up another 2,
damn straight.
3, and still get a
And still get the guy, still get Devin White.
And save money on the cap. If you go down from 5, 8, or 9.
Yeah, you save the money there. And look, they still got Mike Evans. Still got Chris Godwin. I mean, you
still got Cameron Braid, OJ Howard.
Right now, you're still a top 10 offense.
Yes.
And it should be really explosive.
Yep.
If Todd Bowles can have a top 18 defense, this heavy on turnovers, which Todd Bowles' defenses always are,
you're gonna
be right there. They're still, to me, a 10-11 win team. They got to add some pieces, though. They got worse right now because they were strapped in the cap.
Tennessee Titans lose safety Jonathan Cyprin. They sign Brett Kern, Kenny Vaccaro, and they add Adam Humphries on a 4-year, $36 million deal. That's where Adam Humphries ended up going.
So talking about paid, mm-hmm. Adam Humphries, solid player. We did not want to lose him in Tampa. Get your money, dude.
You weren't
getting that.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about the Adam Humphries deal.
Not at that much money.
Good player in the Tampa offense. I don't think he does anything exceptional.
No.
He had great chemistry with Jameis.
Yes.
When Jameis didn't play, Humphries was irrelevant.
Godwin did almost nothing together.
Yep.
So to me, I mean, I know, look, you got to put something around Mariota, but like, I don't know if that's the guy I'm spending my money on.
Yeah.
I mean, making them about the.
You're a big Godwin guy.
Yes.
Godwin goes in the slot. Can he be a solid two?
I think he can be.
He's a big,
he's got
pretty,
the physical tools.
Yeah.
Like, he's.
I think he has a breakout year.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's a. I mean, to
not
me.
Not that he didn't break out last year with 7 touchdowns.
No, but like. But I don't know if he can play in the slot or not, but basically he can do. He physically can be Michael Floyd, but with better production.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he stays outside. I'm just saying, like, they lost their slot guy, so they got to replace somebody.
They could.
You don't know who they got on the team. Yeah. But I think he could be a. But he's definitely a three, solid three. I think he could be a two.
Listen, Bruce Arians has a pretty good history of finding some good wide receivers later on in the draft, so I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Defensive, the first three rounds have to be big on defense for
them.
And
they
have to be like a honey badger in the third, like his rookie year. Yeah. They got to be, you know, they
got to find guys who can play, right? I mean, they got to find guys
signing
who can
the left
play.
Tackle was big.
Yep.
Those dudes don't grow on trees. He has to live up to the potential that he's got the money on. It wasn't based off of his last 4 years, but. You can't let him get out because you can't replace him.
No. Last team here we're going to go over, Washington Redskins lose Jamison Crowder, Preston Smith. They add quarterback Case Keenum, and they add Landon Collins. Listen, this is a team that we don't know what's going to happen with Alex Smith, right, which is why you see Case Keenum coming in, because they legitimately do not know what's going to happen with Alex Smith. Alex Smith might legitimately never play football again.
Right.
He had a terrible injury.
Right.
We hope he plays football again, but he might not. Which is why Case Keenum is brought in here.
Lost DJ Swearinger because you cut him at the end of the year.
I get Landon Collins. I don't get 6-year, $84 million Landon Collins for a Washington team that I think has a lot up in the air. They want to keep Adrian Peterson. That's been reported.
But Darius Geis towards ACL early.
Yeah.
He should be 100%. He's going to be the guy in that backfield.
Exactly. This team reeks of subpar.
Look,
again,
Case Keenum can get them to 7-9, 8-8. They can be competitive if that defense plays like it did last year.
For sure.
Colt McCoy can get them to 6-10, 7-9.
How many years is that?
They're going to draft a quarterback in the first round, probably, but should they?
Not in this draft class.
Not in this draft. I don't think. I think you add another piece somewhere because they're really light at the weapons on the outside. Offensive line has been really solid for a couple years. They ran it really well last year, but luckily that division still isn't. Like Philly still should be the best team if they're healthy, but like Dallas, I don't think Dallas is any better than they were last year. And I think Dallas overachieved last year. And the Giants still got a bunch of issues. So, I mean, they're going to be.
Yeah, this.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're 5-11. It wouldn't surprise me if they're 8-8, 9-7. They're in a lot of games.
100%. There's a lot that's going to change.
But I don't see any more upside.
Yeah.
Past nine. Even if Alex Smith comes back 100%.
This is the early free agency recap because there's a lot that's going to happen in the next.
A lot of it's a crazy thing. It's like the draft, right? The first round, everything's sexy.
Yeah.
Your meat and potatoes are the people that draft the Colts last year.
Yeah.
Taking the kid from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Best. Goes to the Pro Bowl. All pro.
Yeah.
Not sexy.
No.
Solid.
My offensive rookie of the year.
The next, for sure.
And then Darius Hunter.
That's a hell of a draft.
Yeah.
The next couple of days of free agency is the guys you're not overpaying for. The teams like the Bucks that don't have a ton of cap space. But just need to add a couple pieces here and there. The Rams, not a couple. They're going to lose a couple, but replace them with some guys because we got what – that's where this is really made. Like, the headlines have been great. That was a lot we just talked about.
Yeah.
But There's a lot more to come.
There's a lot more to come, and we're going to break down by division after we have a little bit more of the meat and potatoes, as Jake would say, free agency stuff, and forecast out some of these draft needs, some of the cap space, what's gonna happen.
I think there's going to be some trades. I think there's going to be some trades between now and the draft. I think there's going to be some trades, like, day before the draft.
Oh, yeah, and day of. 100%.
This defensive draft is as good as I can ever remember.
That was the whole talk of the combine.
Pass rushers, safeties, corners. There's a couple. I think the corners are actually going to drop. The corners were not that impressive at the combine, but there's defensive line guys.
Yeah.
Absolute freaks.
Yeah. Lots to look forward to.
We were at the combine. Draft. So it was very interesting to see. Like, the quarterbacks were like, eh. All right. Kyler Murray didn't throw.
Running backs were bleh.
Running backs were awful.
Garbage.
Receivers were sexy, but I got questions on DK Metcalf's hands. Like, dude is an absolute monster of a freakish athlete.
You draft him and you teach him how to catch the football.
You can't teach somebody how to catch
the football. He'll be fine. He's a freak. I want him on my football team.
You can't teach somebody how to catch the football.
He will be fine.
Not where you're going to have to draft. Because he's flying up with numbers. I like the kid Brown.
Where would you let him slide to then? Like, where?
I wouldn't take him in the first round.
Yeah. Where does he go? Nine of the Bells? Or?
Yeah.
He's going to go crazy high.
Yeah.
I like to get Brown from Ole Miss. I like their third guy from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Late, like, fourth or fifth round.
Yep.
He's a great guy maybe in a slide to Tampa. Like, finishing somebody that's a dude in the slot, ran great routes, ran like 4.55 at the combine, wasn't even great. Phenomenal hands.
Yeah.
That's a lot of risk, man.
I'm team Hollywood Brown, too.
Yeah, I like Hollywood Brown, too.
That foot is a giant.
That scares me, but he's not going to be injured forever.
Yeah.
Hands.
Yeah.
Production. DK Metcalf, like, you're hoping he's Julio Jones on steroids. There ain't nobody else come out like that.
No,
like, I get it. Don't get me wrong. He's an absolute freak. He's the Hulk running a 4.3.
Yeah.
And he made plays at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But he wasn't that much better than Brown at Ole Miss.
No.
They came in together.
We'll see.
Both highly recruited. Like, it'll be interesting. But there's a couple really good linebackers, really good defense tackles, really good pass rushers. So that's a top 10.
Yeah.
It's not everybody trading up for quarterbacks this year. The issue is who's like, we could trade up and grab one of these pass rushers and not have to trade for D4 if that was a possibility.
If more than two QBs go to the top 10, I'd be surprised.
I guarantee you two go to the top 10.
I said more than that. I'm not sure that
I think one.
I think the third one could slip into 10, but yeah, I agree with you.
Maybe somebody trades up. But yeah, like with Jacksonville out of the equation now, I don't think it's
just taking with Jacksonville out now, for sure, they're not a team.
QB.
Denver's a 10?
No, they're eight, I think.
Yeah, I
have quarterbacks at 1 and 8.
It could be interesting.
You know, the Giants taking Haskins?
Nope. Jake, how can everybody follow you on social media?
Jake B. Arians on Twitter, Jake Arians on Instagram.
Jamie?
Follow me at Jamie Eisner on Twitter and at Jamie Eisner on Instagram.
And you guys can follow me at @_sports page. And stay tuned because we're going to argue about the draft next week since we teased you with our draft takes at the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to the TD Fantasy Podcast.